Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is just before 5 past 5. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. Vanessa Henschel of Mountain Home, charged with stabbing a former friend in a Mountain Home motel room in early 2016, was given 10 years probation after changing her plea to one of no contest during a session of Baxter County Circuit Court on Tuesday. The 26-year-old Henschel, who has stood mute during many of her court appearances and, at times, even refused to communicate with her defense attorney, did speak during the brief sentencing procedure. She answered most of Judge Gordon Webb's questions with one- or two-word responses. She had to be prompted several times by her attorney, Deputy Public Defender Mark Cooper, as to elements of the agreement. Cooper reminded his client on more than one occasion the agreement was one he had discussed with her in jail, and again just before the court session on Tuesday, including having signed the document in various places. Henschel was arrested in early February 2 years ago after she reportedly entered a room at the Town & Country Motel and stabbed a then 23-year-old female occupant of the room. According to the probable cause affidavit, the victim's boyfriend let Henschel into the room based on the past relationship between Henschel and the female victim. He then went outside to retrieve articles from a vehicle when he heard screaming coming from the room. He ran back into the room and found Henschel astride his girlfriend, stabbing her. The boyfriend struck Henschel, knocking her off of the victim. Henschel has undergone a psychological evaluation and been found fit to proceed in the case against her. During one attempt to evaluate her, Henschel refused to cooperate with the examiner, rendering it impossible to complete the procedure. Her behavior in jail was described as erratic and a concern. She has also had problems dealing with authorities in the state prison system. According to electronic prison records, during a recent stay in the McPherson unit in Newport, Henschel racked up 30 disciplinary infractions. Henschel will be given credit for 530 days she has been in the Baxter County Jail awaiting disposition of her 2016 case. Prosecutors have dismissed charges alleging inappropriate sexual contact with young females filed against Michael Byrd of Mountain Home. The dismissal order, signed by Circuit Judge John Putman last week, cited insufficient evidence as the reason for the state's action. There was apparently an unwillingness on the part of some involved in the cases to pursue them to trial. The girls involved were reported to be the daughters of women with whom Byrd had some type of relationship at the time of the alleged incidents. The 34-year-old Byrd was charged in both cases with sexual assault and sexual indecency with a child. The two cases were filed last year, and Byrd was arrested on August 23rd on the first set of charges and on September 9th on the others. He had entered a not guilty plea on the charges. According to the probable cause affidavit in one of the cases, Byrd met with an investigator with the Crimes Against Children Division of the Arkansas State Police, telling the investigator he believed the alleged victim's mother had told her daughter to tell falsehoods about him. Byrd's defense attorneys filed a motion in both cases asking the court to not allow prosecutors to introduce certain testimony if his cases came to trial, and Circuit Judge John Putman granted the motion earlier this month. The state retained the right to refile the charges and has 12 months to do so under the law. In state news, Arkansas court officials say a proposal to shorten legislative term limits lacks the required signatures to stay on the ballot, but an initiative to raise the state's minimum wage should remain. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Special Master Mark Hewitt today found a proposed constitutional amendment on term limits didn't have enough valid signatures to make the November 6th general election ballot. Hewitt says the Arkansas Secretary of State's office erroneously included more than 14,000 signatures in its final count. Special Master Sam Byrd found the office had also mistakenly discarded some signatures when it certified the ballot initiative to increase the state's minimum wage to $11 per hour by 2021. Hewitt and Byrd were appointed to review legal changes to the ballot proposals, and the Arkansas Supreme Court will consider the findings. The Deer, Mocking Hill, and Nail Swain water systems have been notified to boil water until further notice, and some people in Marion County remain under a boil order as well. Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority Board Chairman Andy Anderson said the cause of the boil order was a line break between the two booster stations, pumping water up Mockingbird Hill into the elevated storage tank located at Deer. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, those OMRPWA customers in Boone, Newton, and Searcy counties counties downstream from the Flatwood Booster Station are also affected by the boil order. In addition, the entire system of Summit Waterworks in Marion County is also under a boil order due to a main water line break. All customers in the affected areas are advised the water may be unsafe for human consumption. Water used for drinking, cooking, making ice, brushing teeth, or washing dishes should be boiled for 1 minute prior to use. All ice cubes should be discarded, and only boiled water may be used for making ice. Bottled water may be used as an alternative. The boil orders will be in effect until samples sent to the state health department show no signs of problems. Anderson says he does not currently have a time estimate on the repairs. Century 21 LeMack Realty News Time is now 10 past 5. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us.
If you have a family member who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, you know how devastating it can be. But if that family member is a mother, sister, or daughter to you, your risk of developing breast cancer nearly doubles. Mammograms are a woman's first and best defense against breast cancer, and the Mobile Mammography Unit makes scheduling your mammogram easy, no matter where you live. Schedule your appointment today.
The Baxter Regional Medical Center's Mobile Mammography Unit will be in Mountain Home at ASC Warranty on Tuesday, October 2nd, at Real Life Church on Thursday, October 4th, and at the Pites Cancer Support House on Friday, October 5th, and in Cave City at 4 Family Health Unit on Wednesday, October 3rd.
This breast cancer awareness message is brought to you by Renee Shockey of Cruise Planners, Methven Sanitation, Knox Orthopedics, and Carter's Jewel Chest. Call 508-1164 for more information. Early detection is the key to life.
Your news time now is 12 past 5. A Marion County man, 33-year-old Robert Warren of Summit, has been arrested and charged with a felony count of aggravated assault on a family or household member after he allegedly pointed a shotgun at two people. According to the probable cause affidavit filed yesterday, authorities were alerted to a domestic dispute early on the morning of July 31st at a residence along South Oak Street in Summit. One of the two who had the weapon pointed at him told a Marion County deputy his mother's boyfriend, later identified as Warren, had fled the scene prior to the officer's arrival. The man said Warren had become heavily intoxicated and was attempting to leave the residence in his vehicle. The man said he took Warren's keys from him to prevent him from driving. Warren then reportedly became highly agitated, entering the residence and retrieving a 12-gauge shotgun, demanding his keys, all the while pointing the weapon at the man and his mother. The man said Warren was carelessly waving the weapon at the two for several minutes while demanding his keys. The man told the officer he was able to take the shotgun from Warren without incident, and the Summit man left the area on foot. The officer was not able to locate Warren after the canvas of the area. In addition to the felony count, Warren was charged with a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct, with his bond set at $20,000. Baxter County Circuit Court jurors do not need to report for duty tomorrow. Baxter County and Circuit Clerk Kanda Reese says the next date jury members should report is Monday, October 15th at 9 o'clock in the morning at the court complex located at 301 East 6th Street in Mountain Home. Amy Pruitt of Mountain Home entered a guilty plea to drug-related charges during a session of Baxter County Circuit Court on Thursday and was sentenced to 4 years probation. The 31-year-old Pruitt was arrested on April 13th when officers went to a local motel seeking a person wanted on an outstanding warrant. A number of people, including Pruitt and the person wanted on the warrant, were found in the room. When asked if she had anything illegal on her, Pruitt reached into her pants and produced a plastic bag containing a substance field testing positive for methamphetamine. A glass smoking pipe was also found in the bathroom next to a woman's purse. It was noted in the police report Pruitt was the only female in the room. Pruitt faced a felony charge for possessing the methamphetamine and a misdemeanor charge of possessing paraphernalia used to ingest the drug. The Baxter County Quorum Court Personnel Committee will meet tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. No agenda was provided. The meeting will be held in the third floor conference room of the Baxter County Courthouse. Two local high school students are among 30 from across Arkansas who are lending their voices to discussions of federal policies as member of U.S. Senator John Bozeman's Congressional Youth Cabinet. The Congressional Youth Cabinet is a program seeking to expose students to the legislative process and opportunities for advocacy and civic engagement. The students met for the first time in Little Rock on Friday, and among them were Isabella Bevel of Mountain Home and Lorena Bemis of Mountain View. The Congressional Cabinet is a nonpartisan initiative allowing students to gain firsthand experience with engaging in the democratic process. Participants will attend several meetings throughout the school year, and as part of the program, they will research a national issue they select and present policy solutions and recommendations to Bozeman at the final meeting in April in Little Rock. Students actively involved in their communities and who had demonstrated leadership experience were selected from each of Arkansas's four congressional districts. Are alternative fuel vehicles really new? By Jack the Car Guy Fortner will be the topic at the next meeting of the Baxter County Historical and Genealogical Society, set for this evening at 6 o'clock. The meeting will be held in the Knox Room at the Donald W. Reynolds Library, serving Baxter County, located at 300 Library Hill in Mountain Home. The Baxter County Historical Society meets the fourth Tuesday of each month at 6 o'clock. Meetings are free and open to the public. For more information, contact the Society at 870-425-2551. Visit the Baxter County Heritage Center at 808 Baker Street on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon until 4, or go online to www.baxtercountyhistory.org. The Norfolk City Council will hold a special budget meeting this evening at 6:30 at the Norfolk City Hall. All meeting documents are available on the city's website at www.cityofnorfolk.org. Funeral arrangements for 86-year-old Emma L. Miller Baker of Mountain Home are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Emma Miller Baker died yesterday at Gasville Therapy and Living. Arrangements for 55-year-old Russell Rusty Willett of Mountain Home are pending at Roller Funeral Home. Russell Rusty Willett died yesterday. Funeral arrangements for 75-year-old Betty Eileen Walker of Mountain Home are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Betty Eileen Walker died Saturday at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Funeral arrangements for 88-year-old Minnie Hessely of Mountain Home are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Minnie Hessely died Sunday at her residence. And a celebration of life for 53-year-old Mike Antonucci of Midway will be held Friday afternoon from 3 until 5 at Roller Funeral Home. Mike Antonucci served in the U.S. Air Force and was a volunteer firefighter, as well as a first responder for the Midway Volunteer Fire Department. He is survived locally by his significant other, Cheyenne Antonucci, and two of three sons, Tyler Antonucci and Alex Winnett, all of Midway. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 18 past 5. We'll have the latest in weather and sports.